Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit. Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you for tuning in today, not only on today, but being faithful listeners. I thank you for even one or two letting me know how much this show is encouraging you. I also thank you for even praying for me as I continue to obey the voice of God concerning this show. And I also want to encourage you, if you have any questions or concerns, or even if you want a topic to be discussed, please drop me a line at faithisthekey47@gmail.com, and I will gladly answer you in a timely manner. Also, I want to encourage you, during the show, you can call in at 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. And today we're going to be discussing, as many times as we have been discussing, various topics to enhance our spiritual walk, because there are many books out there and also the Word of God to encourage us to enhance our knowledge. And we're going to be talking about spiritual sleepwalking. And let me back it up for just 1 minute on a side journey. I post the topic Sunday night in order for you to prepare yourself and get your paper, get your pencils, and whatever you need to jot down and take notes. So I put the topic of spiritual sleepwalking. And I had a reply when someone asked me, what is spiritual sleepwalking? So I couldn't say anything because the Holy Spirit would not allow me to release any information. So I politely told the person, you will have to tune in tomorrow. So that made me know that this topic was very important, that it needs to be shared. Even as we are in the natural, we are, many people suffer from sleepwalking in the natural sense of the realm, and sleepwalking occurs when there is a lot on your mind to the point to where it is insomnia. You are not conscious of what you're doing nor what you're saying. And I have never experienced it, and neither did I know anyone that was also sleepwalking. But even as I was studying what sleepwalking is, it is a form of not being conscious of what you're doing while you are sleeping. So it may sound strange, but, you know, there are movies that people may have watched or that have encountered sleepwalking. Also, there may be times when you may think that everything is well and which is not. And that's when we go to a form of sleepwalking, because there is a lot on your mind and you're trying to figure out what's going on or what's happening. And there comes a time when we have to settle ourselves down. We seriously have to settle down. It could be the economy or the weight of your job that right next to you, to the point to where it is affecting your health and affecting your sleep. So in the natural sense, there are times when we may have to go to the doctor to get help. Now, I'm talking on the natural standpoint of it all. There comes a time when we have to go to the doctor to get help to fix the problem of sleepwalking, because sleepwalking can come to the effect of we may not ever get ourselves together. That's why we have to have someone to help us. So we're going to just counteract that to the point to where we are in the realm of spiritual sleepwalking, when it's to the point to where things are to the sense to where point to where that everything is don't seem to be in the right place, or you're worried sometimes when things are hitting you in the spirit realm, or the attacks of the enemy has came to trouble you to the point to where you have just totally gave up. You don't want to. You think you are in the spirit of God when really you're not. And it comes to a point to where that we could be actually sleepwalking spiritually. And I'm coming from the scripture, 1 Thessalonians 5:6. It is time for the saints of God to wake up and to be about our Father's business. That is the scripture we're going to discuss on 1 Thessalonians 5:6. I would like to welcome my guests to the show. If you hear the car alarm going off, I accidentally hit my car alarm. Praise the Lord. But I welcome my guests to the show, Apostle Thomas and Apostle AJ. How are you guys doing today?
I'm blessed.
Praise God. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in. I want to, I was given the natural sense of sleepwalking and how we can be affected by sleepwalking in the natural, and how we can become so overwhelmed, probably with our jobs, with the economy, until our body cannot get a complete rest as it should have, but the mechanism of our brains or the symptoms or the causes can cause us to be doing something and we are not even aware that we are doing it in the natural realm of sleepwalking. So I want to kind of counteract that to how it can also happen in the spiritual realm. We can be so overwhelmed in the spirit, not only with assignments, because we can have so many assignments until we think God is telling us to do this or to do that, or we can be so overwhelmed until we be like, I got to do this, I got to do that. But there comes a point, a fine line to where we have to rest, and we could be spiritually sleepwalking to the point to where we are zombies on this walk of faith, until we just automatically just do things without the unction of the Holy Spirit or the voice of God. We could actually be walking zombies without even having the spiritual aspect of it. So, man of God, tell me what you feel that spiritual sleepwalking is and how that we encounter it without even knowing we are in that position.
Woman God, I'm going to start off by saying that this is something that I have experienced, and it's almost like a spiritual paralysis. And the reason why I call it that is because when you're going through a paralysis in the physical realm, you do not know you're going through a paralysis until you wake up and until you feel it. And it's the same way spiritually. Sometimes your eyes could be completely wide open, but what ends up happening is that because that paralysis comes, it's not that in some cases you're not mindful. It's just that sometimes it happens and it's meant to happen. A lot of people like to say, you know, that, you know, especially spiritually, that you always on guard, you're always praying, you're always doing this and you're always doing that. And that is your requirement. But what is being upstanding without getting folks sometimes? And that's what ends up happening spiritually. With spiritual paralysis, it comes along as almost to check you spiritually, even when you feel stagnated or even when you feel stuck, to the point of where you recognize that spiritually, even in that manner, I need a checkup, or maybe spiritually in that manner, I am in a rut. So maybe I need to do something differently. Maybe I need to actually hear the voice of God more effectively by actually opening my ears and not, you know, and closing my mouth or whatever the case may be. Because some people can hear the voice of God, but they still put themselves in it when they go to execute the assignment. So you have to understand that's why paralysis comes sometimes. Spiritual paralysis. We call it spiritual sleepwalking. That's why it happens sometimes. Sometimes it's completely unintentional, and sometimes it is intentional. But it's all designed in every way when it happens to give us a checkup spiritually to make sure we're where we need to be exactly with God.
Okay. That was a great insight regarding it. Welcome to the show, Apostle Thomas. What is your intake on it?
I think about spiritual sleepwalking. I think about a person in a hypnotic state. Everything about them shows visible signs that they are all right, and everything seems to be functioning until something triggers them and causes them to self-consciously go into something that has been planted into their mind to cause them to react and do things in a different way. Something that said earlier, how that people many times are doing things without knowing they're doing them. You can get so busy that you find yourself doing stuff and don't even realize what you have done. And get carried away in the emotional part of that. One thing I know also that can definitely trigger that sleepwalking is some emotional impact or trauma that have taken place. And a lot of times, because the people have been through so much, a lot of times in the body of Christ, they begin to react without realizing their reactions. And so you find them like in a hypnotic state. They're going around and they're doing stuff, and they don't really know what they're doing. And it causes such a breakdown between the people in the body of Christ, because you have a whole group of people that are seemingly moving in a what I would call a mindless state. And then they're making decisions and making turns, and they're doing things without recognizing the consequences of their actions. And so a lot of times when you're in that spiritual sleepwalking state, you'll do something because you do actions. You do things while you are sleepwalking, but you don't know what you're doing until somebody tells you that you have done something either foolish or something wrong or something that could have, and even in that state, you can do an action that can be detrimental even to your life. And so when when you're in that state, many of the people make decisions and different things that are detrimental to their spiritual life. So it is something that, you know, the body of Christ needs to really talk in this hour, because people are really just doing stuff.
So they are really walking around just actually being zombies. And you said something about hypnotic states, when they are under hypnotic states, and in that state, are they subject and prone easily to get the attack from the enemy? That's when the enemy can attack them, when they are in a hypnotic state. So would you say that is why the saints of God are getting attacked more, because they are actually in that spiritual sleepwalking now? Because it's so much that is really going on, and they're not realizing it. So would you like to expand?
Yeah, that's how to come to attacks, because if I'm not aware of something, then I don't know how to fight it off. I don't know how to set up a defense against it. I don't know how to counter against it, because I'm not aware of it. And when you're walking in your sleep like that, when you're walking in your sleep like that, you're not aware of the danger. Your discernment is not there. Nothing is there. Mm-hmm. So so anything that the enemy does is able to come in. And so right now, we're seeing the saints of God getting really attacked, and you will hear them say, "I didn't see this coming," and it's coming back, because they're walking around in a sleep, and they're not aware of their surroundings. They're not aware of spiritually what's going on in their atmosphere. They're not aware of anything, so they're being attacked. To them would seem unknowingly, but it's not so much unknowingly. They're in such a state to can't even see that there was a problem, and they just walked head on into it. So it's a damaging thing that's going on right now, and we can see it because so many people are experiencing attacks right now, and they're trying to figure out how this thing came up on me. But it's because they're asleep, and once they're asleep or in that zombie state, they're not aware of anything.
Apostle AJ, explain 1 Thessalonians 5 and 6 when it says, "Therefore, let us not sleep as the others do, but let us watch and be sober." Explain that.
Woman of God, I recently just preached on that, and what I began to explain to the people of God was that scripture tells you how to stand guard and how to stand sure, not only on your faith, but be watchful spiritually, because so many, what ends up happening is so many people are watchful, but they're not spiritual, and some people are spiritual, but they're not watchful. And it's also saying for you to do it soberly and for you to do it diligently. The reason why I say for you to do it soberly, don't do it in a state where you're going to come to the place of where you're going to taint your assignment at hand. And that's where a lot of the people are missing. A lot of people who are spiritual, they're not watchful. A lot of people who are watchful are not spiritual. And you're supposed to be both. And I don't understand how you can be one without the other and feel that you can be effective, because that's where you're not sober. You are not sober unless you have both of them. And that's where a lot of issues come in, where, you know, where you get these attacks, like Apostle just said a minute ago, in that hypnotic state. That's why some of this comes. because in a lot of cases, some people are one or not the other. And how do you expect to stay sober if you do not have both of them and you're not watchful? I don't understand that.
Mm. Me neither. I can't understand. Is it because one of them, well, maybe somebody may feel like the other one is more important than the other one or something, but I'm like you, Apostle AJ. I can't understand that concept because it's going to take both to allow it to come to pass. Apostle Thomas, you want to expound on that? Hello, Apostle Thomas?
Can you hear me now?
I think we lost. Yeah.
Can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm traveling. I'm going through some of these places. All I was saying is not too much more. I can really expound on that because, just like you said, people don't want to, first off, they don't want to discipline themselves enough to want to walk soberly and before the before the Lord, or before the people, before themselves, having that mindset set in mm-hmm. place to where they'll stay on guard, taking that scripture where it says watch and pray, you know, to heart so that you can remain on guard against the attacks and the wiles of the devil. Most of the time you don't get that. Just like you said, you get them. Like you were saying, they'll do one, but they don't want to do the other. But I'm like y'all, I don't understand how they can think they can be effective against the enemy if they don't walk in both of them. So learning how to be sober mm-hmm. and stay on guard and keep yourself in a position to be always spiritually alert takes a disciplined life, which is something that people mostly don't want to do. So knowing how to get mm-hmm. them into that, to understand that you're going to need to have both of these in order for you to be able to stand against the tricks and traps and plans of the enemy so that you won't find yourself in what would consider to be a mindless position because you don't mm-hmm. know what you're doing or where you're going.
Because this was very needed at this time because as I was sharing earlier on the show that I had posted it last night about the topic, and one lady asked, she said, what was that? She didn't know what it was, so I asked her for the tune in. And that's when I realized it's a lot of people don't know what this is because this have never been presented to the body of Christ, nor even a taught on. And if a person did teach on it, and just like Apostle Nate, they say, it's just a taught on this subject. And I know he had explained it well, but some people do not even touch on this subject. And that's why the people are getting hit like that. And all of the hits making them tired and making them give up. But how would you tell them, or what would you tell them how to overcome the attacks? What can they do? Apostle Leje.
Woman of God, some of the strategy that I gave for that is you have mm-hmm. to make sure, if you're feeling tired and you're feeling weary while you're dealing with this, you got to make sure that mm-hmm. that you is not in any of the whole pattern. And the reason why okay. some people end up this way is because they somewhere down the line or somewhere in the process, they turned around and they put in their will and their own way. And the second thing, yeah. what I begin to explain to the people is that you have to understand the strategic attacks of the enemy. The objective of mm-hmm. the enemy is
yes.
to keep you stagnated, or to keep you, like I began to explain to the people, to keep you sterile. And something that's mm-hmm. sterile cannot produce because it is in a hypnotic state. It cannot move.
Yes.
It cannot go nowhere. It's a zombie. It cannot travel. It can't grow. So So that's what I begin to explain to the people. Understand where you are in that. Make sure you don't have no ownership of that. And the second thing, understand how to strategically fight the enemy with direct warfare strategies that'll be effective, and that is not repetitious. Because a lot of people understand that they're in this state, but they keep doing the same thing over and over. You do not want to create a pattern to where the enemy can understand exactly how you coming and where you coming from. The enemy himself is repetitious. The saints of God should not be repetitious. What we're supposed to be is consistent. So that's how we fight that.
Okay. Apostle Thomas, you want to add anything?
Well, I was just going to add, because I think he kind of said it all. Is that renewal of that mind, getting that mind renewed, so that those old thought patterns and different things won't, you know, keep you in that, as he say, repetitious behavior. So, you know, getting that mind sharpened with the word of God, helping to cast down those imaginations that will bring you to a place to where you become weary, and not only weary, you become bored. And that they can get to that then. So, you know, dealing with that mindset is one of the things that you can help overcome it too.
Okay. So he said something very key. He said when they get weary and tired, and then he said that's when your will has to come to getting in the way, and that's the problem today when we just want to overpower God's will and just allow our will to get in there, because we thinking that God is not moving fast enough, so we're going to have to get in it. So would you say that is some of the major cause of what's going on?
Yes. Because when our will gets in there, we're going to do what we want to do, and that we become zombie-like because we don't hear nothing, see nothing. So it doesn't matter whether you hear the voice of God or not, they're not going to move on it, because their will is in the way. And I've seen so many just hit brick walls because during that state, because they won't hear the voice of God. And that's where they get to. They won't hear God's voice. They won't hear sound advice. They won't hear wisdom. They're not going to hear anything. So they become that zombie. Well, I'm just going to mindlessly go into what I want to go into, because this is what I want to do.
So it's so dangerous, just like in the natural realm of you sleepwalking, you can easily get hurt. You can easily just bump into something, and it's just the same way in the spiritual realm. Well, our time is far spent. I thank you, Apostle Leje, and I thank you, Apostle Thomas, both of you, for tuning in. excuse me. Also, thank everyone for tuning in faithfully. And until next Monday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time, everyone have a blessed week, and God bless each of you. Thank you so much.
God bless.
God bless you. Thank you for joining us today on The Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.